Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Aaron Rodgers announced Tuesday on Twitter that he will return to the Packers for the 2022 season.
He's back.
So, Max, if I put my finger under my nose, will it stop me from sneezing?
Yeah, it's allergy season out there, huh, bro?
Man, so if I've heard I go, you like six times during the break, man.
Man, yeah. That's the one bad thing about being here is the allergies.
It's the pollen, because I lived there for 6 years. The pollen in L.A., there are like chunks of it that even if you're not allergic, you're going to sneeze because it gets caught. It's like someone sticks a razor blade in your throat all of a sudden. Like, what the? It's crazy.
I know. And I'm talking to y'all, and I'm sitting there.
you got that sick voice too, where it feels like it's in your nose, Key. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you on allergy medication and all that?
Man, I got a whole pharmacy in my pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How long?
So that starts now, right? It's March. How long is
that? It's starting.
And when is that? What's the allergy season?
It usually rolls till probably the end of April, I would guess.
You come out.
End of April, May.
Got your car parked outside. You come out, it's just yellow-green. The whole thing is yellow-green overnight.
We get that a little bit in the summer.
Yeah.
More so in the summer.
Yeah, but it's different. L.A. spring allergy season is bananas.
God, man, it's the worst. But, hey, Aaron Rodgers is making me feel better. I got something to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, was I rooting that he would leave? It would even have been more to talk about, I think. But we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, Key, we're coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. What's the good thing?
I was going to say, the good thing, if he'd have left, we'd have had opportunity to listen to his teammates that didn't like him trash him.
That would have been so nasty.
Not going to
hear that.
You know
how that goes. Yeah. There's always a handful that reserve the right to say something once the player's gone.
The stories that were never told now that he's back.
So there's a lot of stuff online and stuff. It's a 4-year, $153 million guarantee, $200 million deal. That's not. Aaron Rodgers tweeted to say that stuff is not true. He has not signed a new deal, and the terms of the deal are not what's been reported. However, he will be back with the Packers. Pat McAfee reported he's eventually going to sign a new deal. The sides are working on a new contract that would lower his salary cap figure for the 2022 season. Mm. That's the way it works in the NFL. They restructure the quarterback's contract so that they spread out whatever money's there so that that year's cap is lowered, right? So all that stuff is likely to happen. What does Rodgers returning mean for the rest of the NFC North, Key?
Well, it means that they go and wait another 3-4 years till they have an opportunity to win it. That's what it means. When you think about Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, they certainly wanted him to leave because they probably had the best quarterback in the division at the time. And then you talk about the Chicago Bears, which has retooled their entire coaching staff with young Justin Fields presumably going to be the starting quarterback there. And then Detroit's just Detroit. It's just whatever. It's a logo on the side of a helmet. And if you want to go watch a good team play, buy cheap tickets in Detroit. That's what it is. And Aaron Rodgers is going to continue to steamroll the division. He's going to continue to own Chicago. That's what it's going to be. They're going to be right back at the number one and the number two seed based on that division, because they're going to win the division again, and they're probably going to win it going away.
Jay, for now, I mean, like Detroit is, as Key said, they're just like mired in last place, it seems. But the biggest losers in the NFC North seem to be either the Vikings right now, because presently, as constructed, the Vikings are a competitive team, or the Bears in the next several years, because they drafted their franchise quarterback. They're hoping he can basically be their first great quarterback ever in the modern era, the Bears. And listen, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, oh my God, in Chicago, they'd be throwing a party in the streets, but he is coming back. What does that mean?
Well, it also thinks when you have a new GM in Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, we've talked about this, and people would say before, oh, well, you know, Minnesota shouldn't be reactionary to what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But if Aaron Rodgers had left, you're looking at Kirk Cousins for the money you have to pay, you're saying to yourself, we're the most talented team in the division. We got to go for it, right? But now that Aaron's going to be there, for 3 years, do you take a rebuild approach?
So should they trade Kirk Cousins now?
Yes, it feels like they should.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't trade Kirk Cousins, though, because the salary cap number is too high. I think his salary cap number is north of $40 million.
We just saw Wilson, though. That's what I'm saying. We just saw Russell Wilson get traded. His salary cap number is huge, too.
Yeah, his salary cap number was $37 million, but the
dead cap.
The dead cap number is only 12, so they actually save money by getting rid of Russell Wilson. Minnesota won't, because his money was fully guaranteed. Mm. What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, 42 million is his number, and it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah, and also Kirk Cousins, it's a solid team, and he's a solid quarterback, and I think he's gotten Kirk Cousins has turned me around to think, like, I used to think he was an empty calorie stat guy, and he's just not a winning player. And now I think he's a solid mid-pack quarterback who can win some games for you even when it counts. I think it took him a long time to get there, but I think he's there, and we'll see what the new situation in Minnesota means. Curtis in Fort Bragg wants to weigh in. You can call 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Who has more pressure to win a second Super Bowl now, Rodgers or Russell Wilson? What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's going on, Max? Man, it's good to be on with you guys. I was trying to get on yesterday, but had to do a few things. You know how it gets around here with this military. But I wanted to chime in on something that you tried to touch on a little earlier. Now that Russell is in one of the toughest divisions in football, does this now open it up more for the Buffalo Bills to have more of a command in the AFC, because it seems as though they'll have an easier road, being that KC, LA, and Denver, and Vegas all have to beat up on each other all year?
The odds reflect that. We went over that. Key, we went over this. The odds reflect the fact that Buffalo's now plus 750. They move ahead of the Chiefs now as Super Bowl favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you got to look at Buffalo. They lose Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator who turned Josh Allen around, and Ken Dorsey is now the offensive coordinator who has never called plays in the National Football League before. They also potentially could be losing Cole Beasley. He requested a trade. They granted him that permission to go seek a trade. So you just don't know what Buffalo is going to be. Although Leslie Frazier is coming back on the defensive side of the ball, you just don't know. You don't know yet.
Right. I agree with that analysis, but the odds makers do think, like, you know, that this increased – put it this way, whatever the Daboll situation is and all that, they do believe that the increased competition in the AFC West, Jay, makes it easier for Buffalo. Like, even if you just take a win away from the Chiefs, right, that could even influence things. And I think there's a chance something like that happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's talk about a loaded division. I almost feel like when this happened the other day, I'm sitting there looking at Denver, and I'm like, man, the Raiders, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, like, where are the Raiders in this big scheme of things, especially if Denver's odds have improved so much as well?
Yeah, man, just quarterback. Not many divisions ever have had this kind of quarterback play same
time.
Well,
let me see. I guess we could have said the AFC North, but then Ben was at the end.
He's at the end, yeah.
Yeah, he was at the end. I mean, last year we could have argued, right, because Baker had a good season, and then Lamar – and then who else am I missing? Ben got him
Burrow,
into the playoffs.
Lamar,
and
Ben.
Yeah.
And, but it's different.
Yeah,
look,
Ben,
you're taking Carr over Baker, right? You're taking the remains of Ben Roethlisberger. I'll take Russell Wilson all day.
Yeah.
And then who else we got? Mahomes and Burrow and Herbert and Lamar. Yeah, I think, by the way, it's an interesting case for the AFC.
What about the AFC?
North,
what about the AFC West, though?
That's what we're talking
about.
I'm sorry,
the NFC West.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, not the same. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the best guy. Justin Herbert is like a 6'6" Patrick Mahomes. And then you got Russell Wilson traded into the division. We'll see what he's got left. Derek Carr is bringing up the rear. Derek Carr's a top 12 quarterback.
Three of those guys in the NFC West a year ago at the start of the season were all MVP candidates.
Yeah. Perceptions shift over time, no doubt. Someone who has opened themselves up to prove something in 2022.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80, brought to you by CSX. Earn great pay and benefits at CSX. CSX.com/careers. You heard it. It's real or not real time. Evan?
All right. So in honor of yesterday, Russell Wilson going to the Broncos, Aaron Rodgers, return to the Packers. Let's play Still Has Something to Prove in 2022, real or not real. Let's start with Russell Wilson. Key, real or not real?
It's real. Russell Wilson certainly has something to prove. He wanted his way out of Seattle over the last couple years. They finally granted him his wish in Denver. The Denver Broncos think they got the next Peyton Manning, John Elway. Let's see.
Yeah, it's real. He definitely has something to prove. And when you think about Russell Wilson, I think every time where he feels like he's going to cement being the MVP of this league, there seems to be a drop-off. And once again, having a hand injury this season, I think you're going to see a different type of Russell Wilson this upcoming year.
It's real. Let's see him do it without Pete Carroll in an offense that features him as the engine with Aaron Rodgers' old coach. It's real. He's got something to prove.
How about Aaron Rodgers, real or not real?
It's real. Aaron Rodgers went through everything that we talked about in the offseason a year ago. Throughout the season this past year, lost in the playoffs. Now we went through a whole nother drama saga with Aaron Rodgers up until yesterday. Now he needs to show the Green Bay people that he can get to a second Super Bowl and not stay even with Brett Favre.
Yeah, it's real because he got everything he wanted. He got everything that he asked for. Now it's time to go win.
It's real. Starting with what you brought up earlier, Key, no more Mike McCarthy. You got Matt LaFleur, a modern offense. You got your guys that you wanted. You have a number one receiver in Davante Adams. You have a run game. You got everything, and you're going back, and you're going to have a huge contract, let's face it, sitting on one Super Bowl. And you win 13 games every year. It's real. Win another Super Bowl.
All right, Key mentioned Pete Carroll, part of the deal to get Russell Wilson out of Seattle. So does Carroll have something to prove, real or not real?
It's real, Evan. Pete Carroll has a lot to prove. Look, coach is getting up there in age, and he said to Russell Wilson, okay, I won with you on my defense. I'll win without you on my defense. You're giving me an opportunity to rebuild my team and show the world I don't need you at quarterback to get to a Super Bowl, but it's real.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about all guys who are competitive here, so I'm sure for Pete Carroll it's real, but for me it's not real. I mean, Pete Carroll has had a successful career in the college ranks. He's won a Super Bowl in the NFL. He's dominated NFC West for a long time. Like, what else does he have really left to prove? He's not going to win another Super Bowl.
I'm going to say not real only because, in a sense, everyone's got something to prove, right?
Yes.
And so you can always pick something. He's getting older. Can he still be a successful coach into his 70s? But I would say the lion's share of his career is already over, and it is what it is.
Agreed.
All right, let's go to another Super Bowl-winning coach. Six of them, actually, for Bill Belichick. But does he still have something to prove in 2022, Key, real or not real?
I don't think he has anything to prove. You mentioned six Super Bowl titles. Yeah, he hadn't gotten back to a Super Bowl in quite some time. But I think when you look at the Tom Brady situation, he proved that he can build a team without Tom Brady and be competitive. And he was able to do that with a young quarterback in Mac Jones. So I don't think there's a whole lot to prove. I know he would like to get back to the Super Bowl. I know he would like to win that division again and not just give it to Buffalo. But he does not have anything to prove.
Yeah, not real. I mean, his legacy is cemented. I know someone on this show would always try to say, well, can he do it without Brady? And that's the narrative that will always follow Bill Belichick. But I still
think
he's
that someone?
Who's that someone?
It's real as real deal Holyfield. This is real. Look, I wouldn't – it's not real. He's an excellent coach. We know that. He's a great coach.
He's the greatest coach of all time.
He was the GOAT by so much in American team sports history. It was – the argument was over, and now it's not over. Because getting to the playoffs, not making the playoffs, building a nice team without Tom Brady, the fact of the matter is, as a head coach, he's never come close to winning a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. But Tom Brady's won without him. However you want to slice it, Tom Brady stacked the deck because he went to a great team. Whatever. I was Team Belichick, and now I'm like, huh, there is something for him to prove.
All right, let's keep with the theme. Here we go. Another Super Bowl winning coach, something to prove. You mentioned Belichick and Brady. How about Arians and Brady? Does Bruce Arians have something to prove in 2022, Key? Real or not real?
No, he doesn't have anything to prove. I mean, because he won with Brady. I think when once Brady landed in Tampa Bay, we all kind of started picking Tampa Bay to be the team. That Super Bowl was about Tom Brady, Byron Leftwich, and that defense. It was not about Bruce Arians. I hate to see it, but say it, but he doesn't have anything to prove either.
See, I would say real here. For the same reason that we, or that Max is questioning Bill Belichick, now that you've had Tom Brady, that he's retired, now you don't have Antonio Brown, what does this team look like? Like, how can you rebuild this team and recalibrate and actually be competitive?
I'm going to say not real for the same reason I used earlier with Pete Carroll. Everyone has something to prove. You can pick things out with Bruce Arians, but not really in a larger sense. We never thought Bruce Arians was the greatest coach of all time. We thought he was a good coach, right? And he got Tom Brady, won a Super Bowl, and now he goes back to being, you know, a nice coach. But yeah, it's not like
exactly.
He has something to prove in some larger sense to me.
Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl in year one with the Rams, but does he still have something to prove in 2022, Key Matthew Stafford?
I don't think so. Not real. I don't think he has anything to prove. He did everything. He answered all the questions. Can you win a playoff game? We won them. Can you win a Super Bowl? We won it. I mean, like, what else is there to prove? I mean, you know, what else is there to prove?
I would agree. I would probably say not real, but I feel like for Matthew Stafford, the one thing to prove is probably want to be in the Hall of Fame. So you probably want to get one more.
That's a good one, Jay. I was going to say not real for the exact reasons Key brought up, but there's upside with Matthew Stafford. Could you imagine if he wins another one before Rodgers does? Oh. It changes your whole thinking about it. But again, in a larger sense, I got to say not real for the reasons Key did. He got there. Let's see you win a playoff game. Let's see you win a Super Bowl. He did it. Case closed.
How about Lamar Jackson? Does Lamar Jackson have something to prove in 2022, Key?
I think he does. Prove that he can stay healthy. Prove that he can lead his team and get a couple victories in the playoffs. Talk is cheap. Now, I hope they go out there and they land Amari Cooper to give him some help on the offensive side of the ball in a passing game. And if they do that, he'll have even more to prove.
I mean, that's real. How do we measure success in sports? It's by the number of chips you got. So he's got an MVP award. Like, love for that. But people want to see you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got a lot to prove. Lamar Jackson has to make a playoff run now. He's done everything. MVP, beat the Chiefs, win the division. He's done all the things you have to win a playoff game. Now he's got to at least go on a playoff run. And as Key said, stay healthy. I thought 3 different weeks this last season he was the best player on earth and his team, and he ultimately didn't stay healthy.
I mean, this next guy might be the best quarterback in his division, might be second, might be third, might be fourth. Justin Herbert, does he have something to prove in 2022 now that Russell Wilson's in the division, Key?
He does have something to prove. He has to prove that the freshman and sophomore success was just not something that just came. He has to go out there and show us his third year that he now can continue to live up to that first and second year, get the Chargers into the playoffs, whether they're a wild card, whether they win the division, whatever. He needs to be in a playoff game, home or away.
You see, I'm going to say not real for Justin Herbert. You're probably saying, how is that even possible? Because he's been spectacular. I think the improvement needs to come on the defensive side of the ball for this team. That's been a thing that's let them down. It hasn't been Justin Herbert.
It's as real as it gets. Enormous pressure on Herbert because as much as I rave about him, oh, my God, he's the perfect quarterback, and none of the other guys are 6'6 like him and doing what he does, and he fast has an arm and the whole thing, he didn't make the playoffs yet. And now it's harder because Russell Wilson's in the division. And the reason it's so real, Joe Burrow just made the Super Bowl. Your draft class competition to me matters. And it's hard. Like, he's got to make the playoffs, and it's going to be hard to make the playoffs. Real pressure.
Well, Max, that's why I go to the defensive side of the ball, though. I mean, we always talk about quarterbacks leading their team. Your defense has to be formidable in order to help you
know
get
what?
There.
Know but what? Hey.
We don't talk about that, though. Yeah. It's all about the quarterback,
Max,
right?
Yeah. He is headed in, and it's 2 years in, but he's headed in the Matthew Stafford category two years in.
Like, he's got – it's a really good comparison. And he's got absurd upside. Year three, make the playoffs. Like, in the end, people don't care about the excuses.
Max, you said it. Joe Burrow, real or not real, has something to prove in 2022. Max, go first.
No, not in 20. He has something to prove in his career. He has to. He has that championship smell about him, right? And he almost won one. Had it not been for Aaron Donald, he had his man open. But he didn't do it. So ultimately, he has something to prove. But I wouldn't say in his third season, after taking his team to the Super Bowl, past Patrick Mahomes to the Super Bowl, he has something to prove this year.
Yeah, he does have something to prove. It's real. You know what it is? Get your damn offensive line to protect you. That's what he needs to do. Outside of that, his play speaks for itself. His time is coming. I think he'll be here for a long time having success. But get the offensive line to protect you.
I'll say it's real just because he had a spectacular year last year. Repeat it. I mean, we talk about the name Joe, right? Joe Montana, the best Joes to ever do it.
Joe Namath.
Right? Had a standard of excellence that's always been sustained.
Yeah. Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Stop it.
Evan.
All right, Russell Wilson no longer in the NFC West. How about Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan? Let's take the two together. Do they have something to prove in 2022, Key?
No, I don't think they do. It's not real. They don't have anything to prove. Shanahan's been to a Super Bowl, been to an NFC Championship game, despite not having Jimmy G full-time. Jimmy G just got to stay healthy.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Lamar Jackson staying healthy, isn't it the same thing for Jimmy G? Like, yeah, there's something to prove, right? Like, him making those big plays down the stretch and changing the narrative around him that, oh, he's a good quarterback. It seems like when it gets in those big moments, so he shrinks a little bit. Yeah, I think there's a lot to prove for Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
I don't think it's for Kyle Shanahan. I think it's for Jimmy G, and the way I'd phrase it is this. Jimmy G has something to prove to Kyle Shanahan. It's not just that you're the puppet master and you can get deep into the playoffs with me. I can win you a Super Bowl. So there you have it. Did we do everybody? We got through all that. Look at us.
Good pace.
How did Russell Wilson end up in Denver, guys? Ever think about that? Thought it was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers. How'd Russ wind up there? And what does it mean for the rest of the division? Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter with us now. What's going on, Kimberly?
What up,
cousin Kimberly?
Kimberly's giving the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So, Kimberly, why do you think it was Russell Wilson who ended up in Denver?
I was not surprised that Aaron ended up in Green Bay, decided to stay, despite all the talk. Even in Indy, the consensus was, oh, he's going to be back. Everybody else was just waiting for it to be official. And with Denver, they're a team that feels like they're a QB away, similar to the Rams, where if we just get that guy a QB, we're definitely a Super Bowl contender. And Russell, say what you want about him not being at the top. Russell's pretty damn good.
But he's at the top. You got at least two tops.
He's at the top. And not the top. Yeah, no, he's legit. He's a baller. And him and Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach, like, everybody's been really impressed with Nathaniel Hackett. They think this pairing works. Russell fits what they're about to do. Nathaniel is a guy that is big on relationships, big on just creating a system that benefits a quarterback. I mean, he was in Jacksonville. Like, let's remember that and who they had in Jacksonville. So this is a win-win for Denver. Everybody just needed the Aaron domino to fall so that the landscape could be officially set and other teams could figure out what they want to do.
So, Kimberly, the style in which Nathaniel Hackett...
Yes, Key? Oh, what? Just jumping in. I mean...
Whoa.
You know. Yeah.
Go ahead, Key.
No, you go ahead, Jay. You're right there next to Kimberly.
I was going to say stylistically with Nathaniel Hackett now and offensively what they're doing... Do you think this makes him closer to winning a Super Bowl?
Than if he'd stayed in Seattle?
Or just Denver.
Denver.
Are they closer?
Yeah, for sure.
You think they're legit Super Bowl contenders?
They are Super Bowl contenders. I mean, the Rams, think about it. They went to the Super Bowl. They weren't the top seed, you know, in the conference. You know, I think, is the road going to be way tougher? 100% because of that AFC West being loaded with quarterbacks. But I think this team has – it's confident that they have the receivers. They've got the back-end defense. The offensive line is better than what he had in Seattle. So once you add a guy like Russell – that, like, you saw Jerry Jeudy's tweets yesterday. He went from real dejected to real elated real quick. Like, oh, yeah. We lit. Like that. Like that's a Tom Brady type of
frowny
defining
face, smiley face.
You know, like that's a defining franchise moment when other guys are like, okay, that's the dude we've got. Now we can run.
See, I think that people are misjudging the situation with the Denver Broncos because they went out and got Russell Wilson when everybody thought that they were going to get Aaron Rodgers. A couple weeks ago, we had Mark Schlereth on our show, and Mark and both myself, and Mark is on the ground in Denver, and the question was posed to him, much like it was posed to you, if, in fact, Russell Wilson is the quarterback, are they a Super Bowl contender? This was only Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers, we asked him, if he was the quarterback, would they be Super Bowl contenders? And he laid it out completely and said, no, they might not even be a playoff contender. You remember that, Max? And I feel the same way about them. I understand Russell Wilson. I understand he did some good stuff in Seattle and at times, but
he
yet and still, when you look at
Bowl.
Yeah, but that defense was the one who won the Super Bowl. Let's keep it 100 if we're going to really break it all the way down. But I think when you look at it, though, Kim, Jerry Jeudy, the receivers, and Sutton and those guys, they haven't really come to the party the way that you would envision and hope. The defensive side of the ball for Denver was solid, not as great as most people wanted them to be. They need help on the defensive line, on the interior side. Maybe Von Miller goes back there. Maybe he doesn't. But I don't know that the Denver Broncos got any significantly better. I think they got better, but significantly enough to make a strong push and run toward a Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, that, since you bring it up, Key, more likely to win the Super Bowl next year, the Packers, who win 13 games every year now, right?
Yeah.
Or the Broncos, who seem to be a quarterback away from at least, whether or not Keith thinks they're ready to win a Super Bowl, a strong team.
A strong team. Yeah, I'm going to go Packers just because of the division. Like, this is why I felt like Aaron should have stayed in Green Bay the whole time.
Don't want that Herbert smoke.
Don't want that
Herbert smoke.
Because of the way the division is laid out, like, that is the Packers division to lose. And the easiest way to get into the playoffs, win your division, get to Super Bowl, win your division. So I think it's going to be the Packers just because of the road.
Yeah, for sure. And the conference, too, Kim. The conference is not as strong as the AFC.
Yeah.
Like, what is there, like, four teams maybe in that conference that you look at? And you go, ooh.
But the division itself has four of the best dozen quarterbacks.
No, I mean four in the NFC.
In the
AFC West alone, four of the best dozen quarterbacks in the league reside, right?
Yeah, because in the NFC, Kim, think about it, Jay. You got San Francisco. Let's just say that they, whatever, San Francisco. You got
Dallas.
Green Bay, Dallas, Arizona, if they're healthy, and who else? The Rams? So you got four to five teams.
Yeah.
Kimberly, real quick, do you think this puts more pressure on Aaron Rodgers?
So that's interesting because off the gut reaction is like, oh, yeah, of course. I would think there would have been more pressure this past season than anything. You know, the woke mob, cancel culture came at him, and he seems to be doing just fine. I think there is going to be a ton of pressure on him, but I feel like last year should have been, after he ripped everybody and came up small in the final game against Jimmy Garoppolo, felt like that was the pressure moment. Now, he's under a lot of pressure, but, you know, I think there's more pressure on Green Bay's front office because they went along and said, hey, you're the guy. Throw everything else out. You're the guy. We have mortgaged the future. You are it. If we have to get rid of other guys to keep you, this is what we're doing. I think there's more pressure on Green Bay's front office.
See, that's what I think. I think there would be more pressure on him if he had went to Denver because of the way that
Tom Brady
left, went to Tampa, won. Matthew Stafford left, went to Rams, won.
Yeah,
would have been more pressure that way.
Is there any Is there any pressure on Pete Carroll now that he got rid of Russell Wilson, released Bobby Wagner, and got a haul and picks and everything?
So it's interesting because I just did SportsCenter saying one thing that I'm hearing from league sources is keep an eye on Deshaun Watson. Like, could this be Seattle trying to load up on ammo to go after Deshaun? Yes, they might be in rebuild, but is it a retool trying
to get
the QB?
Let's see what happens to Deshaun. Like, Deshaun got a lot of stuff to deal with right now.
Right. Common person would say, wow, well, this guy's got 22 cases. What's going on there?
22.
Right. But in Indy, talking to coaches and scouts, execs, GMs, they were like, listen, a guy like that does not come available that often. He does not want to be in Houston. The legal situation, the league coaches, they're not concerned the way I think the outside public is.
Thank you, Kimberly. Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. So Rodgers is back in with the Packers. Are they... they're in love or out of love? That's the question. What does it mean for Jordan Love?
Ooh, I see what you did there, Max.
That's next. Ooh. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Aaron Rodgers is going back to the Packers. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. So it's been a year-long drama. The Aaron Rodgers. I remember it was like Aaron Rodgers watch, day 212. It all kind of started when they traded up to get Jordan Love in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. Right? Like, that's what kicked it off, because they looked like maybe they were a receiver away from winning a Super Bowl. And instead of using a first-round pick on a receiver, remember all the, they've never used a first, he's never thrown a ball to a first-rounder except one time, and the guy was with his seventh team or whatever it was. And then it was like, oh, maybe they think he's getting older, he's slipping, they're getting ready for the future, they're hedging their bets.
Or they just screwed up, one or the other.
Right, well, and they found out, oh, no, he ain't slipping. And now they're sitting there with Jordan Love, who hasn't exactly set the world on fire. So what do we make of the Jordan Love draft pick now? Let's hear from former Green Bay Packer Mark Tauscher of ESPN Wisconsin on Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
I don't think it's a coincidence that Aaron Rodgers has been an MVP both years that Jordan Love's been on the team. I think there is a part of that. But I also think that set Aaron Rodgers in a position where he now saw his football mortality kind of come above. It was never the case. So I think once that draft pick happened, I think Aaron viewed it as the clock is starting at the end of my career in Green Bay, and I'm going to prove that I can still play at a high level, and I'll finish my career somewhere else. It was a lot of, I think, anger. I think there was a lot of, I'm going to show you. And he showed him.
So on the one hand, you spend a first-round pick on a guy who may basically never see the field for the team, right? And
exactly.
It looks like you may have guessed wrong on him. I don't know. We'll see what kind of a career he has. You didn't get the weapon. You haven't been to a Super Bowl. All those things. On the other hand, it lit a fire under Aaron Rodgers. He won maybe he would have done it anyway, but what we do know is he won back-to-back MVPs, and the whole relationship that Green Bay has with its star player has been redefined, hopefully in a healthier way. So, Key, what do we think in the end of the effect of the Jordan Love draft pick?
I think it did fuel Aaron Rodgers to a degree. They calculated and made a mistake on that draft pick. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, you need to draft quarterbacks, but they didn't draft Jordan Love to sit him behind Aaron Rodgers for 4 or 5 years. That's not what they did. They thought that Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, had some slippage. Now, maybe they saw some stuff on film that they thought needed to be hit and corrected, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't doing it. So they looked at it and said, oh, well, maybe we want to start to plan for the future. And when they did that, they ticked him off. Now, I don't think Aaron Rodgers all of a sudden raised his play because of that. I just think they ticked him off, because if you look at the year that they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers had a phenomenal year. They went 13-3. The dude was something like 30-3 touchdown interception rate. Yeah, he wasn't 50 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, but 30-3 and 13-3 with the number one seed, that's a lot. That is a lot. So for them to go out there and draft a quarterback, they miscalculated the entire situation, and that was just a wasted pick.
Yeah, I think people miscalculate things all the damn time. But it's sometimes throughout the process of it, what that result leads to is Aaron Rodgers having these last two type of years and now having the biggest contract and securing the gamble. The bet paid off. I mean, regardless of whether you say it's a wasted draft pick or not, like, now you have your quarterback that's going to end his career in Green Bay, who's playing at an MVP caliber level.
I think maybe – I don't think they miscalculated. I think they didn't know. The unknown was they won 13 games LaFleur's first year, but Rodgers was learning a new system, still an excellent player, but didn't look quite like he had looked. At least the numbers weren't quite what they'd been. And, Key, I know you make the argument they were still very good. They were, but if you look at his numbers, there was a little dip there. So they're thinking he's, at the time, 36, 37. We don't know what this is. Let's get an insurance policy.
Well, they
right?
shouldn't be in the that's business of football if they didn't know what that looked like at 13.
Well, let me ask
that's
you something.
A high insurance policy.
Let me ask you guys something. Knowing now the chain of events, we know that Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs once they drafted Love. We know that he did this whole thing and redefined the relationship with Green Bay. I guess the question really is, if you could go back, if you're a Packers fan and you could go back in time and change it so that they never draft Jordan Love,
yes.
Would you, or would
yes.
you, given the way things have turned out, would you have done it anyway because
no.
now you have Rodgers long-term and he's playing better than he's ever played?
No, but see, Max, it goes back to what I said. I understand you think 30-3 is like, oh, okay, well, it's 30-3. It's not that big of a deal. He was playing great football in a system that he just inherited for the first time in Matt LaFleur. That you got to think about what I'm saying. First time playing in that system, 30, I think it was 30 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, something close to that. 13-3. How could you possibly want to draft a quarterback? Like, what were you looking at that you said, oh, we need to go get a quarterback? That made zero sense at the time. I don't care what position they selected. They shouldn't have selected a quarterback. I don't think that fueled him to all of a sudden come off and have back-to-back MVP seasons. I think second and third time around within that system allowed the comfort level to take over. So now you saw the best of Aaron Rodgers over the last two seasons.
So in 2018, I looked it up.
T. Higgins, Michael Pittman,
yeah.
Chase Claypool. Like, those are draft selections that you would have rather had
yeah.
other than
– Oh, I hear
Love.
You. And no question they could have done better, right? But 25 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in 2018. Then they get LaFleur 26-4. So it was in line with what he'd done under Mike McCarthy. And then since then, 48-5, 37-4. But look, Key, you know, however you slice it, he wasn't quite the same the first year with McCarthy. And
the first year with LaFleur.
My feeling is I'm saying I don't think the team knew. I think genuinely they didn't know. They had a question. Is this because he's learning a new system, or is it because yeah. he's getting
and
older?
That's fair.
We don't know. So
that's fair, though, Max. Yeah. What you're saying is fair, but it's their job to know.
Well,
how could you not know?
They know now.
Yes, they do.
They know now. Who's going to win? And by the way, it was their job to keep Aaron Rodgers once he got upset, and they did. They did their job. They kept him in the fold. Who will win a second Super Bowl first?
Ooh.
Rodgers or Russell Wilson? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and staying with you on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.